How to Win the Battles. Greetings from Dallas. It's July the 27th. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. There are three precious women still asleep in my hotel suite. So if you hear an echo, it's because I'm calling from the bathroom, hoping I won't wake them up. The final day of my 36th Mary Kay seminar is about to begin. I'm flying home later today, totally worn out, but totally filled with gratitude for these women who God has brought into my life throughout those years. Mary Kay people sometimes refer to our time at seminar as being in a pink bubble, and I admit it does feel kind of good that way. But when we leave, we go back into real time, real life. I always have an amazing time here, but I'm also always so anxious to get home and see my husband and my friends, even though I know that when I walk out of this pink bubble, I'll walk right back into the real world, where there are real problems, real challenges. It's called real life. And I think as Christians, sometimes we find ourselves trying to live inside our comfortable church bubble. If we could just attend worship services, go to Sunday school, hear a great sermon, which, by the way, I do hear every Sunday. If we just could feed the hungry, have a great vacation Bible school for the kids, all the wonderful things that go on in our church bubble, then it seems as if our lives should be peaceful without all the problems and heartaches that we experience. But they're not, and they never will be. Because we live in what the Bible calls a fallen world, where the ruler is Satan. One day, if we're followers of Jesus Christ, we're going to live in that perfect world that we're longing for. God created that longing in us. It's in our DNA. And that day is coming. But until then, we're to live not only looking forward to that day, but living victoriously right here. Right now, in this old sinful world, Satan can't take us away from the Lord. He knows that. But if we don't have the know-how, if we aren't equipped to stand against his lies and deception, then we're going to live as defeated Christians. And that's a tragedy. And I know it grieves the heart of our God. We're told in Ephesians that God lavishes us with his love. And that he has an inheritance waiting for us when that day comes. But he also has given us the tools we need to live a joy-filled life right here on this earth. And when we do that, it brings glory to his Son, Jesus. We don't need to try and figure out the how-to. He's written our how-to, our instructions, in his Word, in the Bible. He tells us that we are his chosen people, holy and dearly loved, and we are to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We are to bear with each other and forgive one another if any one of us has a grievance against someone. We are to forgive them as the Lord has forgiven us. And over all these virtues, we're to put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. We are to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Since as members of one body, we are called to peace, and we are to always, always be thankful. He wrote that to us in Colossians. This is our clothing that we're to put on and keep on, go to sleep with it on, and keep it on all day long. People will notice. I've always said and will continue saying, a joy-filled life will always demand an explanation. And when they want to know how we can be joyful with all the mess going on in this country and in our lives, we get to tell them about our Lord. Well, after we put our clothes on, we're to go out into our daily lives with the attitude of Christ. We need to be ready for a battle because Satan hates our clothing. And God tells us to be ready. And the way we go out into the world in readiness is to put on his armor, just as we're told to do in Ephesians 6. To be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. To put on the full armor of God so that we can take our stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, we may be able to stand our ground. And after we have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around our waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with our feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the people. Oh, how I thank Him for His Word. Remember, our Father is the King of all kings, and we are His children. Have an exciting, joy-filled week. Love you.